If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm moving this up, erasing that. And we're back. The weekend tickets all this week. Listen at 905, 1205, 405, 505, and 605 also. For code words, you text the code words to our contest line, which is, and always is, 20357. It's only five numbers. Very confusing. You text the word we give you to 20357, not to our regular contest, to our regular text line. And then you'll be entered for your chance to win a pair of tickets for the weekend on the After Hours Till Dawn tour. So many words. On July 8th at Levi Stadium.
Courtesy. 4 and 5 says, I love this new Ask Sarah Anything segment. It's pretty good.
What are you talking about, Ask Sarah Anything?
Well, we're asking you all the questions.
Let's see. Courtesy of Live Nation.
Scott Thank Kapoor, you, Live Nation.
Scott Kapoor is joining us at, is he joining us at 8?
8.
Okay. I actually wrote 9. I'm like, did I get that right? 8 o'clock. Okay, back to the kissing thing. So then what did you...
Listen to this. 831 says, my kids went to Catholic school. When my oldest son was in fourth or fifth grade, I believe he came home freaked out and asked me, what if my sperm jumps on Sheila's egg during class and she gets pregnant?
Well, I mean, that's stunt sperm right there.
Yeah, wow. Private schools don't give the whole story, but I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
Well, I'm working my way through it. I'm like, just, you know, feeling my way through this thing. It's hard.
And it is hard to talk about with your kids. And kids don't want to talk to their parents about it. They really don't. I'm telling you, the best thing my mom ever did was hand me that height report.
I will definitely give her that when she's
15.
Yeah, a little older.
15's a good age for that. It's because she'll know some of that stuff already and have a lot of questions that are way too embarrassing to ask. It's like every embarrassing question you ever wanted to ask answered by at least 10 different people. Like, she interviewed thousands of women, thousands of them, and cool. Just took the best answers and the most diverse answers. It's like, you'll find you in there. The height report is HITE. I should really get royalties off this. I have been talking about this book my entire life. Ever since I got it, I was like, I handed it off to my friend Leslie right after I finished reading it. I need to get another. I might have a copy at home. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Let's start with Michael Jordan's son got popped for Dewey and coke possession. He's got a 34-year-old son named Marcus. A little too much fun Monday night. On a Monday night.
Well,
it feels like the end of the weekend, a Monday night, you know, when you're rich and
you're thinking about normal people. He is a guy who's had a fortune at his disposal his whole life.
It all started when he got his Lambo SUV stuck on some train tracks. And by stuck, I mean, it seems like it might have crashed into, like, he couldn't get it out of there because it was stuck on like a, I don't know, it's problematic. But we do have some pictures of the scene of this thing. This is early Tuesday morning in Orlando, Florida. And It looks like so he was driving his Lamborghini SUV down the tracks is what it looks like. And he appears to have ditched himself and like that some of the tires are caught on the one side of the sidetrack and then the rest of the car is leaning down the grade on
that
the
Lambo's
side.
No monster truck, is it?
No, no, it really, it is not.
It is stuck.
It is.
On the train track.
So the cops were following him.
Oh.
And he made a...
He was like, I'll get away.
I was just trying to make a right turn and I didn't see the train
track. I've done that. You know what's funny is I did that when I was a boy. There was a cop behind us. We were definitely up to no good. I turned into the shopping center, like the first place I could get off the road from this guy being behind me. And he keeps driving. And I'm like, oh my God. And I go around the back of the shopping center to, you know, just to be on the safe side. I don't want no trouble. And I come around this corner towards the other, and he's sitting there. He watched me turn and turn behind the grocery store and then just went to the other side and waited for me. And I drove right into him and his, you know, candy colored lights.
Oh.
Hello, officer.
Did you get in trouble?
So much trouble. Yes. So incredibly much trouble.
Although in the olden days, getting Vinny in trouble just meant bringing him home.
They had my dad come get me. That night in particular was the first night in my new car. It wasn't a new car, but it was new to me. Yeah. I'd gotten rid of the orange Datsun B210, and I'm now in my new black Toyota Celica.
Those were badass in the 80s.
And, you know, I don't know, probably cost me, because they didn't buy it, like $2,000.
Oh, boy.
So it was big deal.
Yeah.
And there I was.
What did you do for work then?
Everything. I told you how many jobs I had.
I know, but I just feel like to come up with $2,000.
I worked. I mean, you only hear the story where I quit because the vacuum bag blew up, but I did all the jobs and worked and had checks coming in. And, you know, I mean, I could only drink at the most a six pack then, so... It wasn't like I was spending.
You didn't have a hollow leg yet. And bored that thing out.
You know, a horrible habit. A nickel bag from Santa Ana was the most you'd go buy for marijuana. And even that was just seeds and stems and a headache. Anyway, back to Michael.
Totally worth it.
Jordan's kid, Marcus.
Marcus Jordan. He's 34. He gets his Lamborghini SUV stuck on train tracks. So.
Turning down the wrong road to avoid cops.
Yeah, not a road. But it was a right. So the cops, they get there and there he is stuck. And they say, wow, you seem to be slurring. Maybe you'd like to step out of the car. And we'll see how your walking skills are. So they give him field sobriety tests. He fails them. TMZ does have the... Oh, that interior is beautiful.
Sick car.
It is leather. It's a leather roof. I mean, that's beautiful. Wow.
But it didn't handle the train tracks at all.
No, it didn't. No. Yeah. I mean, it's an SUV.
Right.
Sports. Doesn't that stand for sports utility?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and they found Coke?
Yes.
He's a Coke head, huh?
Yeah, it would appear. And I guess they're testing it in this photo because they got it. You know, it could be, there's plenty of powdered substances out there, but it was cocaine.
Okay.
Which I'm like, honestly, we had this conversation earlier, Maddie and I, we both, I know you don't like the smell of things, but we both really liked the smell of things. And I was like, who would even do it these days? And he goes, that guy's got a dude who tests everything for him. He's too rich to be.
Well, you can see they've now have test kits right. You know, that they're using right there on the scene. So I imagine
probably
a rich
like
person,
a little strip and a like, beaker, little test tube.
Many, many, many years ago. When we were getting hired by this company, I think it was Infinity at the time, or CBS, either way.
It was Infinity, but it was, we definitely had
to go to a head shop and get this tea that makes sure that whatever you drink it
it's
before you...
Pee Clean.
Pee Clean, yeah. And it's supposed to make sure that you pee clean. Without marijuana showing up on the test, which is, you know... I hadn't even had any. You'd had a little, but I was at a party where there was some.
I think we were both at the same party, and we just did not want anything to get in the way of us coming out here to do this fine show for you for 30 years.
Anyway, I have to believe those head shops sell ways to check your
I could look on Amazon, and there'd be some kind of cocaine test. In fact, type in cocaine test kit on Amazon?
I can tell you they do have them because I have some friends who are still doing it, and I ask them the same question. I'm like, how and why?
Do they test?
And they have little strips
fentanyl?
That they and it's like, the test for fentanyl.
Because that's what you don't want.
That's what the little strip test for is for fentanyl, evidently.
Will the drug dealer let you test before you buy? Like, I don't want anything with fentanyl in it.
I wasn't there.
No, that's too bad. No, just a question.
Kind of stay away
from that.
Seems
so silly. Right. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Marcus Jordan was on season 2 of The Traitors.
He was?
Sarah.
I
remember Marcus Jordan was on season 2 of The Traitors.
Hold on. Let me look him up. Because I do remember, I watched that. Marcus Jordan on The Traitors. Let's see here.
So Vinny,
he was on there. Oh my God, he was off pretty early.
Mm.
Did you lose your car privileges after your?
I was in so much like that was might have been the peak of my trouble at home. Like they called my dad and I was like, "You guys, just take me to jail. I don't
want to see my dad."
And they were like, "No, we know how this will go best." And Vince Sr. was called out to the scene. Yeah, that sucked.
I can't believe I really wish I knew this story when I watched season 2 of The Traitors. This guy, he's just so much more interesting now. He really was a non-factor on that show. He was off early and if he wasn't off early, it just goes to show you he was a non-thing.
Is Marcus Jordan of Air Jordan fame.
Wearing Air Jordans at his arrest, by the way.
Of course. I mean, come on. He's probably got a new pair for every day of the year.
Well, he never wears the same pair twice. You don't want a crease in that.
Is Marcus Jordan of Air Jordan fame handsome?
He's okay. It's fine.
So he wouldn't be like, I'd hit that.
Not like Michael B. Jordan, that's right. For sure.
But if he had a big pile of Coke...
Suddenly a lot sexier.
And that guy had a pile of coke and was like, Sarah.
He looks mad in his mugshot.
Well, I would
actually.
Too.
I don't know. I mean, I got to get to know
well,
him.
Well,
I just ruined my Lambo.
First of all, he was trying to get the cops to help him. Like, they were like, he was just like, help me get my car off the tracks, guys. Yeah. And they were like, no.
Hang on now.
Wait a minute. You smell like alcohol.
Mm. You're slurring your words.
Exactly.
So they have this body cam footage, which TMZ's got it. You can go look at it. And throughout the whole ordeal, he keeps telling the cops, I disagree with you that I'm impaired. I disagree. He also makes sure to mention that his dad's Michael Jordan. Yeah, as you would. He gets pretty testy a few times, but never violent. And at one point, while they're searching his pockets, he says, would you also like to check under my nuts? Which is not something we're not playing that. So they find a small baggie of coke in one of the pockets of his outfit. And so he's booked on 3 charges: Dewey crash with property damage, and I guess property of the train company, possession of cocaine, and resisting an officer without violence. He was released a few hours later. Yes, he was wearing Air Jordans, and the best moment of the video, because it's just exactly what you think it is. It's a guy getting a sobriety test, etc. They throw him in the back of the car, and you know his jam comes on.
So, so first, this is him. You can hear him, you know, explain who he is.
Is Marcus Jordan are you, like, popular or something?
I don't know exactly what the
I don't know who you are, man. I've never met you before.
Yeah.
Turn up a little.
Can you turn this up? I like this song.
What is it?
Listen.
A little louder. A little louder.
Oh.
It's the eye of the tiger. Another verse.
Oh boy.
I was ready. I was ready to break into It's the Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. He breaks into it.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
hold on. Let's hear him. Crank it up a little, yeah.
This is the police radio.
He's singing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he doesn't care. He's going to be out of jail in a couple of hours. This is just this is a minor speed bump.
And then they go right back to
He's like, I got to hire a chauffeur to take me around now.
Funny the cops were like, sure, we'll prank it up for you. Go ahead.
I think it's funny that they were listening to that.
So what is this? Does this guy, is he a professional son?
I do not know what other profession
permanently sponsored by dad. And that's okay.
He was on The Traitors, so
right.
He's probably in the reality show pool. I wonder if he's like, you know, there's a few shows where it's the kids of famous people who also want to have someone to hang their hat on. And they're also part of that reality pool. I don't know if that's why he got on this or if he just sort of put himself out there. But yeah, at 34, I'm sure he's like, I would like to also be known.
Michael Jordan is, I'm of that era. I watched him play like in real time, and I'm certainly a big fan. But my question to this guy would be, can you play? Like, what? Are you any good?
He is tall.
I mean, I don't.
He did play basketball.
You know,
but he never made it.
Your fortune is your dad's fortune. Yeah. So I don't necessarily need to idolize you.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know who the hell I am. No, I don't.
I've never met you.
He runs a high-end sneaker boutique.
Of course he does.
Must be so easy. Oh. Just like dad.
Yeah.
Dad, send me another box of sneakers, please.
Let me get those fours. We need more of those Jordan fours.
Nice. Okay. Well, good for him.
I could use some more Jordan fours.
Well, ask Marcus.
Why don't you get your hip fixed first?
Yeah, let's start with getting that hip
fixed. You're going to be in flip-flops for a while. Just stick with that.
Let me see what else I can squeeze in here. I don't know why Kanye feels like he has to yell from the rooftop. She likes the attention. Talking about Kanye West's wife, Bianca Censori. She loves the attention. They walked it down. She wore nothing and walked it down the red carpet. She was literally naked. And then they got into some kind of like a chrome car. I don't see a make and model on here, but that's nice. Chrome. And then they went and partied their ass off at some after party. And he says that searches for, he's all proud of this. On his Instagram stories on Tuesday, he claimed Bianca was the most Googled person on earth after wearing the invisible dress. The invisible dress is, you are wearing a dress. Technically, you are dressed. But Spirit Airlines is not letting you on there. Isn't that, didn't you say they've got a new dress code? You can't be wearing that on Spirit.
You know, I give us credit, and it shows a good positive change in that. Instead of going straight to, man, that chick's a slut, we actually have been like, she's clearly
under his control. Like,
so we're sympathizing and she's a hostage before we get to, man, she, that chick's hot. Just a slut, and she just wants to go around naked in general.
He's
public.
The one who's saying she's an attention whore. Kanye, who's the attention whore here?
Well, I mean,
he says he put up, I don't know where he got this graph from. I don't know if this is something you get in like, you know, Google Analytics or whatever. But on his Instagram stories yesterday, which may mean that it's still up there, he said she was the most Google person on earth. And he shows there's a blue line that is Bianca Censori Grammys as a search term. And then there's a red line that is Grammy winners 2025 as a search term. And they both peak. The night of the Grammys, I guess. And then they show the searching for the Grammy winners, because everyone knows what they are already. Everyone's talking about it. Those bottom out. And then hers, they have peaks during morning shows, as we were talking about. Everyone's looking for it. There's all these peaks and valleys, but it's she beat them. She beat the Grammys. Everyone cares. And then he shows in comparison to all these different. It was like the trend. Oh, it was top trends on, I don't know where you'd get this stuff. Bianca Censori Grammys. That was the most. Then Grammy winners, then Chapel Roan, then Benson Boone, then Kendrick Lamar, then Doechii, and then Beyonce.
By the way, Benson Boone's performance, I finally saw it. It was incredible.
Tell me.
He walks out in a tuxedo, and then Heidi Klum and someone else tear the tuxedo off of him while he's singing.
Oh my!
He's wearing a jumpsuit.
Oh.
He walks up, and then right when gets into
so it's Beautiful Things.
Beautiful Things. As soon as he gets to the chorus, he walks up on a piano and does a flip off the piano and lands right when he hits the chorus. It was astounding.
Yeah, that's like what his deal was on YouTube when he started. He was like a stunt guy who could also sing.
But yeah, it's just neat to like.
Oh my God, I gotta go. You know what? Send me a link to that.
I will.
I'll totally forget to watch it.
My kids love Beautiful Things.
It is such a great song.
And we were going to have him play one of our shows.
I know.
That whole thing got tanked.
It just didn't happen. And he was booked for it. And he was a baby at that point. Mm-hmm. He was like the opening baby band.
Yep.
And Jelly Roll was on that show. Oh my God. The best show that never happened. God. Time. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I'm so sad to see the trash end. I was really enjoying
that. It was fun. That was really fun. You guys were great in that. Really fun.
The perfect day and more after these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Ah, baby, it's raining. I love you, Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna. The song that makes you fall in love with Rihanna. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. It's home today. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You see all the pics from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank and its foundation help fuel organizations that provide meals to those who need them most. Mm. They've supported Centerville Free Dining Room, Tri-City Free Breakfast Program, and more. Discover more at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. So yesterday, the rain was for real.
Oh, my God. It was like epic. They were like, we got an alert saying, get in your house.
PE for the kids mostly was canceled. I mean, maybe your kids got it. My kids didn't at all.
My kids have been out of school for a while. So. Yeah.
Well, I was talking to the people.
You're looking at me. Sorry. No, I just thought you were. I don't have kids anymore. I have like young adults.
The peoples of the Bay Area, probably with the children's, they might have. Mm. Anyway, so the rain was for real. We get a break today. Oh, by the way, we finally got the cold weather we were hoping for.
Yeah.
This morning, it was cold. My windshield was frozen.
Oh, was it? I didn't get that, but it was definitely like 37.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So cold morning, mostly clear and sunny today. Mid-50s is the high temp. And again, no rain expected today, but back tomorrow.
Mm.
A couple more days of rain, then clear through your Super Bowl weekend.
Great. You're
gonna party with your husband, right?
Yep. What are you guys having the McCutcheons over?
We'll have people over.
How many people?
I don't know yet. I'm not behind that. The beauty of this is that she loves to do it, wants to do it.
You getting the wings? You picking up the wings?
I'll do what I'm asked to do, I get to just hang out and be friendly and enjoy my friends.
And the kids are occupied because other kids are there.
It's
God,
cool.
That's so good.
But she's someone who loves that.
Yeah.
So it's not like I, you know, oh, you're not throwing a party? No, I don't have to ask. She's going to throw a party.
Yeah.
So anyway,
she'll let you know what your role is in that. You're a good husband.
We'll probably have carnitas.
Oh, carnitas. We and John had this convo last night. I was like thinking about how she makes carnitas. And I thought, do you want to do chili or do you want to do like some pulled pork or carnitas? And he was like, you know, I think I want to do chili.
Chili's great.
Chili just feels like, because he does a really good guac and then, you know, heavy cheddar.
I don't think we have a good chili recipe, so we don't really do it at my house. So, you know, carnitas, though, is something that not only does everyone get stoked and it's delicious, but there's more.
You know, the carnitas, too, John will do that with, he'll put it on those Hawaiian buns with coleslaw, like a pulled pork sandwich. So good.
Anyway, you can throw it in your eggs. Mm. You can throw it, anyway. That's
eggs, you're speaking my language.
The leftovers for a couple days is always joyous.
Except when you look at them and they're cold and you go, oh, God, it's a bunch of fat. Oh, quick, heat that up.
What's your word?
Oh, my God. It's hardened into butter. It's pork butter.
Oh. Mm. Anyway, Super Bowl Sunday is this coming Sunday. What?
Treat yourself around pork butter.
Sounds good to me. Bring in some of that.
By the way... We mentioned Super Bowl Sunday.
And food, yes.
13% of Americans say, yeah, God cares who wins the Super Bowl. Duh.
You know, does he base that collectively on how good the people of Kansas City or Philadelphia are? Or is it based on, like, who prays the hardest on the team? Like, what is it that tips the scales for the Lord?
I don't know.
Who's the closest to God? I think it might be Maddie. Maddie, how does God decide?
Since I talk to God every day, you know, she was kicked back the other day and told me that...
Suddenly I'm interested.
It's really a matter of how many good people pray for the team. So if you're a bad person and you're praying for the team...
It's on the fans,
yeah. You have to do your routines. You know, God, if you have lucky socks, you better be wearing them because God's...
He's a huge sports fan. I mean...
He's got a supercomputer built in of just how to tally up all the prayers, so...
He invented computers,
only 13% believe God cares who wins and will sit
down...
Only. We'll sit
tired
down
I would have thought, but okay.
To watch the game, wherever that would be.
Can you watch it at church?
I don't know.
Could they set up a big screen in the church basement?
No, how God or what kind of TV God watches the game on, or maybe he just looks right over a cloud and watches the game from the sky.
Obviously, he probably has like laser vision.
Are you kidding me? He can zoom right in.
Oh, so he's just invisible and just stands there watching?
No, he turns into a dude and he goes in and watches the game and has beer and some hot dogs and then he goes back home.
To heaven?
Yeah.
Oh.
68% of people say God
didn't realize
doesn't
Yeah. He doesn't have a bun in that oven.
He doesn't control the Super Bowl. He's not, right. He doesn't have a rooting interest in the Super Bowl.
Well, with all the conflict that's going on in the world, you'd think he would, but you know, even God likes to rest and recreate on Sunday.
That's what Sunday's for.
Yeah. Do you think he's mad at the people who are like working the hot dog stand there? Like, you should really be resting. It's the day for it.
I don't.
It's, our Lord is very confusing.
It's so surprising.
If only we could understand our Lord.
The Lord will watch the game and has a rooting interest.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. One of the places that might hold that thought, there are places in this world, I believe it's you, Texas.
Oh, hey, Texas.
Where it's God, football, then family.
Mm.
Like football, that actually. Right. Yeah. I think it's that. I might have the order wrong, but football's way up there. At the top.
And they probably just say God because they're like, well, I don't want God to be mad.
Well,
it's actually football, then God, then family. They say God because, you know, we all want the favor of the God.
Right.
Oh, if only we were in the Greek and Roman times when we had so many different gods to pray to.
Mm. So from there.
I miss those days.
God.
Oh, my gods.
Football, then family.
God, football, family. Got it.
We head to Texas to enjoy a couple teenagers who've been arrested.
Oh.
Now, I've seen the parallels between the influencers on any of the services, whether it be YouTube or TikTok, and radio.
Yeah.
Like, we used to head out into the street and perform for people and hope that what we were up to would be fun and exciting and crazy. And if I got killed, at least it was funny. Like, whatever happens, I mean, that's
yes,
the point.
Yes, absolutely.
And now laws and rules and corporation, you know, takeovers have led radio stations.
Our overlords.
To get very careful.
Yes.
And that's fine.
Well,
I
you get sued
it.
A few times
right.
And you know, suddenly your bottom line's affected and radio station corporations get very upset.
And as a person, an employee that still loves doing this with all my heart and wants to continue to and also wants a paycheck, I have... You know,
we've agreed
the
to the new terms.
Deal.
Right.
You got a deal.
I'm sorry. We have a legal department. And what do they say about this? Well, we'll go with that.
There's even stuff where someone will say, not for air. And I'm like, okay.
I agree to those terms.
I used
agree.
To turn right around and go, bleh. Yeah. But now, no more.
Yep.
Okay.
Not those days anymore.
You got it. These Texas teens, though, are TikTokers.
Oh, TikTokers.
And they don't have an overlord saying to them, think twice about what you're about to do. You see how stupid that is? That is so stupid.
Yeah. No overlord on TikTok. Got it. Just making notes over here.
Or these teenagers didn't check with their parents who would be their CEO overlords.
Okay, right. That's a good point, I guess.
Two teenagers in Texas were arrested after allegedly approaching a pair of elementary school children and asking, you guys want to be kidnapped? Do you guys want to be kidnapped? They asked the children.
What did the children say?
This was part of a viral TikTok prank. They were hoping to rise to superstardom as entertainers
by
and
abducting
TikTokers.
Children. Okay, how did it go?
Kane Villarreal, 19, and Lane Birch, 18, both residents
Great
of Kyle,
names.
Texas.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Say their names again, please.
Kane Villarreal. 19 and Lane Birch, 18.
Oh, they're like two giant country stars or something.
Both
Kane
residents.
What is his name again? Villarreal?
Sure.
For the love of God.
I'm hung up. Please tell me the names one more time.
Kane Villarreal. 19.
And Lane Birch.
Both residents of Kyle, Texas, were arrested
Kane
on charges.
Kane and Lane, by the way. Kane and Lane, there's a country duo for you. Back to you, Vin. I'm sorry. I heard the round of sausage sigh. My bad. I'm so sorry. I'm very sorry.
Oh, I just want to pat myself on the back. That could have been a coffee explosion.
That was really well contained, my friend. That was.
They've been charged with terroristic threats.
Oh.
The pair allegedly asked a 7 and a 9-year-old walking home from school if they wanted to be kidnapped. Would you like that? Does that sound fun to you?
Did the kids want to be?
The creepy comments spooked the kids.
Well, okay.
Who quickly contacted their parents. and let them know about the boys who asked if we'd like to be kidnapped. The parents then contacted the Kyle Police Department.
Kyle.
And I'm sure the teenagers were probably still wherever they had been.
Hanging out, waiting to go viral.
That's what we do. We hang. When you're a teenager, you hang. You hang at Lamp Post
Pizza. Lane and Kane from Kyle, Texas. We're looking to kidnap some kids.
At the skateboard ramp, wherever it is, where are you going to go?
Right.
I'm here. I'll just be here.
In Texas.
That's where you'll find me.
Right. Just going to stay here with my TikTok open.
Sounds like a country song.
It does. The whole thing.
Villarreal and Birch both tried Lane to defend Kane. Themselves by saying that they were just acting out a TikTok prank that they had seen.
Oh, they'd seen it from someone else.
The thing is that, and this is a problem that even in radio, you see people do this to this day. They're faking it. They phony it up.
Mm-hmm.
They have someone in on the prank.
Yes.
Who says, yeah, I'd love to be kidnapped. Sure, yep. That sounds great.
Yeah, I'll pretend I went on a date. You know, stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that stuff.
Well, on radio, by law, you have to have it. It has to be pre-set up.
Right.
You literally cannot trick anyone to be on the air with you.
Right.
But people do.
Well, and you
do
know.
Do they?
don't I mean, they all, no, not they that they do that.
Corporate overlords?
No, I mean that they fake it.
Oh, people fake it for sure. Yes, 100%.
Anyway, these boys are in big trouble.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, one of them is, I believe I said 18 or 19. Oh, they're both 19 and 18. You boys just landed something on your permanent record.
Yep. So much for your country career. Although, actually, it hasn't hurt Morgan Wallen at all. So I guess I could just go crazy. I mean, start throwing chairs off the tops of buildings.
You can go way back. That's all part of the rap, and it only helps you.
Right. And get one of those gasket cowboy hats. They're all set. Make those a new thing.
Anyway, the children have been praised for their quick thinking and encouraged parents to consider talking with their kids about the importance of keeping vigilant in public. I talk to my kids about this stuff a lot.
Yeah.
All the time. Someone comes to the door and has a puppy. What do you do? No.
Oh, my God. You have more?
No.
You've got a whole litter of them out in the truck.
No.
It's in the van.
No. Free candy?
Oh, my God. I love candy so much.
No.
Candy, what kind of candy is it?
No.
Do you have any Mars bars? I love those.
We're working on those kids. We want to keep them.
Yeah,
so we're trying to make sure they don't get walked off with.
Mm.
Kane and Birch or whatever the heck. Come on, boys.
Lane and Kane. Kane Villarreal and Lane Birch from Kyle, Texas.
America's perfect day.
Oh.
What's your perfect day include, Sarah?
Sleeping as late as I want to, whatever time that might be, and never changing out of my PJs the whole day. And John makes some good food. And we laugh a lot. Perfect. And then we jam. Oh, then we have drinks and jam. It's perfect.
Still in your pajamas.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I mean by pajamas is sweatpants, a t-shirt, pull a sweatshirt over.
Okay.
You know. My slippers, though, no socks.
Maddie, perfect day.
Wake up, make a big fat breakfast.
Ooh,
enjoy that.
I forgot about breakfast, yeah.
Go and play something like tennis just get outdoors. Go out to a nice dinner and watch a movie on the big screen.
Oh, that sounds fun. That does sound like a fun day. What about you, Vinny? What's a perfect day?
Well, I'm pushing off into the water. I'm at ocean. I am wet.
At sunrise.
Before sunrise.
Yeah.
I am paddling
so
out in the dark
dawn,
and I am
it's
in the water
out there.
As the sun starts to show its first light and it is firing. Yeah.
Mm.
I'd love to have some friends, but I do that alone all the time.
And then do you go home to your old place and
do I go be alone? No.
Yeah.
But somewhere in there is.
When you used to live in San Mateo, before all of the beautiful house, the beautiful wife.
I knock on the door at San Mateo and say, let me in.
It's
horrible.
Is my cup of sticks still here?
No, that's the cup of sticks is currently in my home as we speak.
Oh God, does it get dusted?
As much as I tried to give that dumb cup of sticks away, which really is some
It's like a large vase with all these like sort of sculptural sticks sticking out of it.
And
like a corner thing, and it's just a decoration.
It's a dumb decoration you'd never buy in a million years. And somehow, oh, it was because the lady redecorated my place.
You got a house makeover that was posted. I think it was just, was it just your living room or also
Lisa,
your...
what was her name? Lisa?
She was from some local
from
TV
KGO.
Station. Oh, okay.
But it was Lisa. I can't think of the name, but and she's written books.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life's too short
to fold fitted sheets. Ding, ding, together. Together, Vinny, you and me.
Someone's Lisa Quinn?
That sounds right.
Lisa, can you look up Lisa Quinn and see if she wrote Life's Too Short?
To fold fitted
if
sheets.
If we got that right.
We are amazing.
No, I was going to say we get to miss today's
Lisa Quinn
meeting. Oh my God! We did it!
Is that the name of the book?
Yes, it is.
Oh! We get to miss the meeting!
No.
What?
No, you don't.
What are you talking about?
Matt is out in the hall going, what? You shouldn't even be able to hear us!
That is true. That is definitely, that's true.
It's sad that... one of the guys from the sports station.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you're wondering who that is.
Yeah. Anyway, a new poll looked at what America's perfect day would look like.
Okay.
By the way, mine has Nook in there for 30 minutes.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that'd be Joe's perfect day,
no one at the door, no dog in the room, just 30 minutes of just joyful nakedness.
Mm.
And then maybe a nice meal. And maybe even watching a sunset, letting the kids run around on the cliff.
Mm. Sounds great.
Yeah. If you had a totally free day to do whatever you wanted, how would you spend it? A new poll looked at what America's perfect day would look like. Oh, God, I'm so late. Should I
do
skip?
It. Okay, Just do it.
Here's a full breakdown. About 7 hours of sleep, 2 hours of eating, 3 hours of family time.
Okay.
They have a much higher threshold than I do. 1 hour and 24 minutes of hanging out with friends. 1 hour and so that would count for your jamming, right?
That's, sure.
Pat's there.
Oh, well, I was thinking it was just me and John the whole day, but because I don't want to get dressed.
Oh.
But yes, I also very much enjoy that. So if critical mass comes over, yeah, he's seen me at my worst. We've vacationed together, so you see people in their shorts and stuff.
And also after all your numerous party fouls, I'm sure he's seen it all.
No. I don't think so, but I mean, if anyone's gotten close, it's him.
An hour and 6 minutes hanging with pets, 3 hours and 6 minutes watching TV. This is America's perfect day.
I see.
And 1 hour and 24 minutes spent on hobbies. Oh, yeah,
nice.
Part of having the perfect day for me is getting to surf till I'm tired and not having a window that I've got to be, oh my God, I got to get home, the kids, or I got to pick up, or I got to.
Yeah.
I got to get, just go. Go, and then when I'm wrecked from it, I ride in and call it a day.
Mm.
Oh, the best.
The best. It's nice because these are very simple things that create a perfect day, and I think it's important to just, it doesn't have to be like I went on a hot air balloon over wine country and, I won the lottery. Like, it doesn't have to be all those things. It just has to be,
on a first date with a prima della ballerina.
/ doctor / model.
You don't get that, I know, but one of us did.
He just doesn't. He never leaves us. All right, go on. I'm sorry.
What's going on with the trash, Sarah?
A bunch of Super Bowl stuff after this.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.